Okay, today's daf is Peah daf Ayin Aleph, and we are here in the 8th parak of Maseches Peah. This Maseches Shiurim, again, are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU, and they work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are on Ayin Aleph, Amun Aleph, the new Mishnah. Just one hour from yesterday that Gemara was looking for, so I thought it was in Shabbos, it was in Megillah. Right, the Megillah daf Yurches, where the chaluglugos come up. Right, it's a type of vegetable, if you remember the Gemara says on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the Megillah and the Bavli that the Rabbanan didn't know what certain words mean until they found the maidservant of Rebbe used to explain it to them. So that was one of those words. Lo avi yadi Rabbanan my chaluglugos. They didn't know what it was. The Shamu'ala Amfid Be Rebbe, they heard Amfid Be Rebbe saying to a certain person, why are you being mevader parpachini? Ad masayata mefazer chaluglugos. He was mefazer, being scattering certain vegetables. Rashi says chaluglugos min yeriku. It's a type of vegetable. Vishanui bekama mekomos, but Mishnah Abraisa. And it's found in many Mishnahs Abraisa. So here's one of them. Here's one of them right here in Maseches Peah that we had yesterday. In yesterday's daf, we had, in the name of Rav, we had papuin, gedgedonios, and chaluglugos. You can use them for Erev, right? And we explained that to be parpachine, right? Which is the same words that are used here in Megillah on daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, just to mention that. So it wasn't in the Shabbos, Laman Aleph. There were other unusual words there, but it was Megillah daf Yud Ches. Okay, we continue now back with more in Yanim of Ma'aser Ani. Which is a form of tzedakah. Which is a form of tzedakah. I mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday that there's an interesting discussion. If somebody gives tzedakah, and really, let's say it was a fake, and the person didn't deserve to have tzedakah, right? The Gemara says, "Hanosin nosin malokeh yochish la'atzmo." Right? If the person takes it, it's on his achrayus. It's not, mitzidi, I do what I'm supposed to do. Because tzedakah has a power that it has gives a lot more. I mentioned that it could be that even if even though on the one hand it would seem like maybe I would not get credit because it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah b'adam l'chaver, and therefore if the person didn't need it in the end and he just took it, so obviously Hashem's gonna, be happy with me, but maybe I might not have to get the credit. But there are definitely elements of the mitzvah tzedakah that go on the nosein and don't just go on the mekabel. And those elements apply even if the person might not have been honest. The Rabbeinu Bachai has, in his Katakemach is Rabbeinu Bachai's Sefer in Hashkafa. He has his commentary on the Torah, the major three volumes, but then he has Katakemach. So in Ost Tzadi, he talks about Stucca, right? It's an alphabetical order, like an encyclopedia. And he discusses there, he always starts off like he does on Parsha with a Pasuk. Usually, I think on Parshi, he starts with a pasuk in Mishlei, and then expands upon it, and then after a page and a half, and he says, this is exactly what it means, the first pasuk in the Parsha, and he goes right into the Parsha. That's how Rabbeinu Bachai starts off every Parsha. So here, he starts off with a pasuk in Tehillim. Pazer nasan le'evyonim tzidkaso medes la'at. Right, we scatter for the evyonim tzidkaso medes la'at, the pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Yud Beis. So he talks about the difference between an ani and an evyon, and we have to do what we can to give them staka. And then, and he says a little bit later, Kama gadol hatoeles shemagia el haashir min haani kishenosin lo tzedaka. How much greater is the toeles, is the benefit that the ashir gets from the ani when he gives tzedaka? Yoser min hatoeles shemagia l'ani min haashir. Much more than what the ani gets. When an ashir gives tzedaka to an ashir is getting a lot more at that moment than the ani. Ki toeles ha'ani im ha'ashir eino ela b'shashu over zmano b'chayi olam hazeh. Because what the ani is getting from the ashir is momentary relief and money at that moment. Olam hazeh. Aval toeles ha'ashir hu shezocha l'chayi olam haba. An ashir is getting eternity. V'zeo shekasuv. And that's what he quotes a pasuk in Rus, V'shama ha'ish asher asisi imo hayom boaz. Darsha Raboseinu asa imi lo nemar ela asisi imo. L'mercha ha'kasef shehi asta imo. V'chulu, and he continues and quotes other ideas. And then aniyim nikrim amo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The aniyim are called the am of Hashem. Im kesef talva es ami. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi heim ami aniyim. Shenemar, Kinicham Hashem Amo, va'aniyav yirachem. He quotes other Mamari Chazal, and then all the different levels of sukkah, like the Rambam has the different levels of sukkah in Ilchos Matnas Aniyim, the highest level being giving him a job and making him not fall into the situation, and anonymously, yeah, Mesefer Panim Yafis, all the different levels of a tzedakah. That's a little bit about that came up at the end of the shir. Also, the other beautiful chazals, all about Inyani Tzedakah, as we're still talking about Matnas Aniyim, and that is in the beginning of Yaradeya in Reish Mem Zayin. The whole simin in Shulchan Aruch, very unusual. The simin is, what's the title of the simin? Godel Schar HaTzedakah. That's the simin. Right, so it doesn't really say much about what we need to do, but it's just the Mamari Chazal about it. Mitzvah saseh litein staka, kefi asagas yad. It's a mitzvah to give charity. V'kama pa'amim nitztavinu ba'me mitzvah saseh. V'yesh lo saseh, b'ma'alim ein amim mimena. There's aseis and lo saseh, shenemar, lo sa'ameh tzis levavcha, v'lo sikwa tzis yadcha. V'chala ma'alim ein amim mimena nikra bili'a'al, uki'ilu oved elilim. Right, a person is called evil, and it's compared to avodah zara if somebody does not give tzedakah when they could. Umaod yesh li zarba ki efshar sheyavol yeshvichas damim sheyamos haani hamavakesh im lo yitin lo miyad, because it could be the person is going to die unless you give him right away. Ki uvda tenachem ish gamzu, and he quotes that gemara tenachem ish gamzu in the gemara in Titus. We're going to have some stories in our mesechta too. Be'ez Hashem in a couple of days. But Nachmish Gamzu, remember the story, he was getting off his donkey, and he was busy, he was gonna get down, and then take the money out, and before he was able to take the money out of his pocket, the Shoel, the Mavakish, died. And that's why Nachmish Gamzu cursed himself, and said, my eyes should not see, and my hands should not be able to see, and my legs, and that's how he ended up, how he did, as the Gemara says. But that's the Gemara says, that we have to make sure that we do what we can. La'olam ein adam ma'ani min atztakah, v'lo davar ra, v'lo hezek misgalgel al yada. Shenemar v'haya ma'isa atztakah, shalom. Kala marachim alaniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu marachim alav. This is all in the Shulchan Aruch. All in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch felt the need to quote all of these Mamari Chazal. Ramah, v'yitein ha'adam elibo, shehu mivakish kol shah parnasasom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask Hashem for things all day. We have our hand out to Hashem all day. Can I please have? Can I please have? That's what we ask Hashem. Ukemo shehu mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmat shavaso, kachu yishmat shavas aniyim. Gamitin alibo also realized ki galgal hachozer ba'olam, v'sof adam sheyavahu o beno o ben beno lidei midazu. Right, because who knows? Life is up and down in terms of financial status. Chol merachim al acherim, merachim alav. Tzaka docha gziras kashos. This is all Reish Mem Zayin in Yaradeya. Okay, so now let's get back to some of the details that our Mishnah and Gemara bring up. It says the Mishnah here, Alachavav Mishnah Zayin. Ein pochsin la'ani. We quoted this already on yesterday's daf, when we said that maybe this is a stira with the previous daf, with a different amounts, and then we ended up saying, no, you can work it out, that the math works out. Ein pochsin la'ani over makom l'makom. If there's an ani that's traveling, and he doesn't have money, how much do you have to give him? At least, mi kikar bepundion, a kikar, a loaf, that is worth a pundion, me'ar b'sim b'sela, when four sa'ah of a flour are bought by a sela. And they have to work out the math. The Gemara in Erevin also talks about this, all of the measurements. But it ends up being, as we mentioned on yesterday's daf, two meals per day is how much usually it works out to be. Lan, if he's sleeping over, if the ani's sleeping over, you have to give him enough money to sleep over for lodging. Right? If you give him food, but he has no place to sleep, so that's not good enough. So if an ani is sleeping over, so then you have to give him lodging. That was the end of yesterday's daf about if somebody's going out and in, do you think he's a fake? Shabbos, if he stays there for Shabbos, don't know mazon, shalos seudos. If it's Shabbos, you have to give him money for three meals, right? Not just two meals, if he's there for the whole Shabbos. Why? Because as we know, the chiv of three meals on Shabbos. Let's just continue, and then we'll talk about Shal Shudas. Mishi yesh lo mazon shtei sudos, lo yidem an atamchui. If somebody has enough food for two meals, he doesn't take from the tamchui. What's the tamchui? We're going to see in the Gemara. The tamchui is just a collection that's collected and given out every day for whatever people need. And that's given out for travelers. For traveling ani and passing through town, anyone can give them from the tamchui. The kupa, as we're gonna see soon, that's money, and the tamchui is food. Tamchui is really food, for the, aniyim. The kupa, like kupa shel tzedakah, kupa is money. That's collected, and that's given out once a week. It's given out once a week on Erev Shabbos. So says the Mishnah. If somebody has food for two meals, he can't take from the tamchui. The tamchui is food that's given out every day for people. But if you have enough for two meals, you have enough food for that day, so then you're not going to get from the tamchui. Mazon arba esrei sudos. If somebody has 14 meals worth of food, lo yitam anakupa, then the once a week giving distribution, he's not going to take part in because he has enough for the week. He has enough food for 14 meals, so therefore he's not going to take part in the in getting the continue. Let's just have kupa nigves b'shtayim and mischalakas b'shlosha. And the kupa that's collected, it's collected with two. The Marafolda quotes the Mishnah in Shkalim that any a position of a financial authority has to be at least two. Can't just have one person there. Not good for honesty and for Yetzer Hara situations. Always have two for collection purposes. But financially, each person can guard over the other one. Right? Kol sarare in pachas mishnayim. And it's given out with three. Given out with three, as we'll see, it's like monetary law, dini mamon es b'shlosha. The first three lines, first three words in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That's why it's nigves b'shnayim and mischalekes b'shlosha. Interesting, the Mefarshim wonder if it's 14 meals, so then how do you have shalosh shudas? Should it be 15? If it's two a day, but then Shabbos, you have an extra one. So why does it say 14 meals? So it could be, it doesn't say that you give him. If you give him, maybe, there's one answer. If you're going to, he's there to collect, then you're going to give him 15. But if he already has, what does the Mishnah say? If he has 14, he doesn't take. Doesn't take from the kupa. So maybe that's the point that, We have the, if a person already is in that state of having 14, of course there's a mitzvah of shalosh shudos, but you're not considered an ani if you have enough for 14. The Radvaz in his commentary here, Matnas Aniyim, in Tes Yud Gimel assumes that no, if you have one day and one night, so then the shalosh shudos one is going to be the motzi Shabbos one. That's going to be your one meal. It's not an extra meal. You could stretch that one out. And if you don't have so much Belva Malka, it's okay, says the Radvaz. That's not what the same level of chiyuv as Shalosh Shudos. Let me just find it if I can. Here you have it here in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel, says the Radvaz. The Rambam here quotes the Mishnah. Mishyesh lo mazon shei sudos asur lo yitom min hatamchui, hay lo mazon arba shei sudos lo yitom min hakupa. So the Radvaz says, so why did it say, it should say 15 meals, not 14 meals. V'yesh lomar, shasudos she'ochel b'mincha, taspik l'motzi Shabbos. That's going to be your day-night meal. V'yavagav demitzvah lechol b'motzi Shabbos, k'misha melaves ha-melech, hanimili l'man de'efshar lei, she'en kan chova. Beloved Malka is not as mechuyiv. He doesn't say that about Shalosh Shudos. He doesn't say Shalosh Shudos is not as much of a chiyuv. Of course, Shalosh Shudos is a chiyuv. Malava Malka is another level, right? Shalosh Shudos, the Gemara learns after in the word three times. It says the word Hayom in the pasuk in Parsha B'Shalach, and therefore you have to have Hayom, 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 three meals on Shabbos. Yes, it is a lower level than the other two, right? And that's why if you forget what it's say by Shalosh Shudos, you do not repeat benching, because it has. There are some shitas that say one doesn't have to have bread, but the Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear that one should have bread. And the Ramah does not argue, and the Achronim are very strong about it. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says it's unusual. The Shulchan Aruch will quote so many different opinions, and the Shulchan Aruch will give warning. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Sadi Aleph, Yehi Zahir Maod L'Kayim Suda Shlishis. Be very careful. Doesn't say that about too many other halachas, because he knows people take advantage of this and don't take it seriously. The Shulchan Aruch says, be very careful to be fulfill Shalosh Shudos. Va'afim hu saveya yachol l'kayim osa o kebeitza. All you need is a little bit. Oh, I don't have any room. A little bit of bread. Va'chacham einav barosho. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the pasuk in Koheles. Chacham einav barosho. The wise man has the eyes in his head, meaning he thinks ahead. Shalo yimale bitno b'sudas haboker kedei litin makom l'suda shlishis. Don't eat dessert at the second meal. Right, leave a little room so that one can partake of shalosh shudos. And the Shulchan Aruch there quotes the when is shalosh shudos done? What does one need to have? But the Shulchan Aruch says the Well, Kiddush HaShalosh Shudas, that's the Rambam talks about wine, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Sarach LaKaddish B'Dil HaShlishis, the Shulchan Aruch says one does not need to make Kiddush, maybe to be Koveh Asu'ud, having wine during the meal, but one does not need Kiddush, Aval Sarach Letzoa Al Shtei Kikaros. But one should have two loaves, as we have in the other meals. But what does one need? That halach already reflects bread. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Lasosa B'Pas. The Yesh Omrim, he's honest, he quotes the other opinions of the Rishonim. The Yesh Omrim, some say Mizonos. The Yesh Omrim, they could use anything that comes as a condiment with bread, like meat and fish. Not a condiment, but eaten with bread, but not fruit. The Yesh Omrim, even fruit. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the opinions, but then you don't stop reading the Shulchan Aruch yet. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'svara Rishona Iker. Make no mistakes, the first opinion is the one I think is Iker, Shetzorach La'asosa B'Pas. You have to make it do with the bread, unless you are totally stuffed. But again, as he said before, don't make yourself totally stuffed. And the Ramah here doesn't argue. The Ramah here doesn't argue. What's so interesting? See, he quotes the four opinions, but he does not quote, which is something that some people quote out there, and that is, oh, I learn instead of Shalosh Shudas. I learn. So where does that come from? Right, and there are some shuls that have Shi'urim to Mincha Ma'ariv, which I understand. Sometimes it's the only time that people are going to learn the whole week, and they're not going to get people back if they have a shir before, but then it has to be on the shul schedule, you know, eat Shalosh Shudas before you come. Right? So you can't use learning. Why? Where does that come from? Is there any basis for it? So there is a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. It's not in Hilchas Shabbos. It's in that crazy situation where you have to eat Shalosh Shudas by 9 o'clock in the morning. You have to have the two meals on Erev Pesach before very early. So what do you do in that situation? So in that situation, the Magen Avraham quotes that Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'Chaverav used to learn instead of Shalosh Shudas. So number one, that's only in the impossible situation of Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. Number two, it's Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He didn't do half the mitzvahs. He was busy learning. Torasa umnaso. Right? He learned every second. So that's why he has that ability. But, you know, to rely on that, it's not quoted anywhere in Hilchas Shabbos, to rely on that is very tenuous, and therefore we generally do not rely on that. And like our Mishnah says here, that if it's the ani, you have to give him an extra meal for Shalosh Shudas on that day. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Tam Chui. By the way, men and women have to eat Shalosh Shudas, right? Equal. The Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish. There's no difference between men and women for the chiyuv of three meals on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tamchui b'chol yom, the Tamchui is given out every day, and again we say that's food, kupa me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. The kupa is money, and that's given out every Friday. Some posts can wonder why we don't have this nowadays. We have different systems, but it sounds like this is the way it should be done. But again, we have our own ways of giving out the collections. Tamchui l'kol adam, Tamchui is given out to anyone, even passerbyers. Kupa eina ela la'anshi osa yir belvad. The kupa is only for people of that city. They get from the kupa, right, the once a week money distribution. Vakupa nigves b'shtayim v'mishalek b'shlosha, and the kupa, the collection of money, is collected with two and given out with three. Rabbi Chuna amar atamchui b'shlosha shehu alatar. Rabbi Chuna says the tamchui, in his opinion, is even collected with two because it's given out right away. It's given out right away, right? You collect the food and you give it out. So if you're going to have to give it out with three, so you should just collect it with three because the turnover is going to be right away. So he just says to use three even for the collection. Rabbi Chelbo b'shem Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda Eimamidin Parnasin Pachos Bishlosha. One shouldn't appoint leaders. Parnasin. The Marafolda says Gabain. Gaboim, less than three. There should be at least three. Why? Anacha midin Eimamidin Bishlosha. I know the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin, Dine Mamanis, monetary laws with three. So Tztaka, which is called Dine Nefashos, right? We saw that in the Shulchan Aruch before. Dine Nefashos, which if you don't give properly, it's going to lead to life situations, life-threatening situations, then surely that should need three. So Dine Mamanis Bishlosha, surely Dine Nefashos should have three. Says the Gemara, okay, if it's really Dine Nefashos, so go all the way. V'yu'esa Bishlosha should have a bezin of 23. Right, the bezin, real din nefashos have the bezin of 23. Somewhere it says adu matzvis lon humasakin. By the time you get the bezin ready, you get 23 rabbis together. It's going to be too long, right? In order to get everybody together. So you have the balance, right? It's like nefashas, but it's not mamish like nefashas, right? By actual din nefashas, then you don't have a choice. You have to wait. But then you're deciding. You're deciding if this is going to be nefashas. They're not in the dangerous situation right now. Right here, in this situation, they're in the dangerous situation, like we mentioned before, the Nachemish Gamzu story, and therefore, we don't try to get 23. Three is enough. Good. We don't always make a Kal Vachomer from Dina Mamanis, Dina Nefashis of Sanhedrin. Right? The Gemara says in Baba Kama and elsewhere, Ein Holchim B'mamon Achar HaRov. You don't follow the rove by monetary law. Ein Holchim B'mamon Achar HaRov. Right? Because you have to balance the other principle of a Mutzi Mecharel of Araya. So rove is not strong enough. Ein Holchim B'mamon Achar HaRov. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin deals with, but shouldn't you say a Kol Shekein then? You follow the rove by Nefashis. Right, if somebody's put to death, 13 to 10, right? So if you follow the rabbi nefashas, is for sure easier, right? It's for sure more kal, like our Gemara says. Our Gemara says if you need three for dinim amanis, surely you should need three. It's just as chashav said there. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel deals with this question, right? Why don't you say nefashos? Also, if you don't follow the rove by mamanis, if you follow it by nefashos, then why don't you follow it by mamanis? So the Tosfos deals with that in Sanhedrin and Baba Kama, and here it is in the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Dini mamanis, the Gemara already says dini mamanis l'kol shekein umad dini nefashos dechamire amar achmad lo zil basar ruba dini mamanis l'kol shekein. So Tosfos deals with that and says maybe there's a different type of rove when it comes to Bezdin. When Bezdin is paskening based on a rove, that's a different type of rove. Different type of rove. Tosfos in Baba Kama also deals with this rove b'dayanim. Right? Reb Chaim explains that to mean that once Bezdin gives a psak, it's not a majority anymore. It's a composite answer of Bezdin. No, it's like rubo kakulo. That's his lashon. It's not ruhochen achar harov. By nefashos is ruba kakulo. That's different than a regular case of monetary law. That principle might only apply by dinei nefashos. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan emabidim shneachem parnasin. One shouldn't appoint two brothers or two relatives as leaders because it's not a good idea. If the whole point is to be objective and honest, you should have two people that are not related to each other. Rabbi Yossi Avar Chamin Shreinach, and Rabbi Yossi one time removed one of the brothers. There were two brothers that were, together, parnasim, and he removed them, right? Because he didn't want to have that situation. Ova Omar Kumeon, Lo Shenimsa Lish Ploni Dvar Aveira. Not because one of you I found sinned, we only did something wrong. Elashim Amidish Deach and Parnasim, because I want to prevent it. That's the rule. There are no relatives that are going to be in this situation, and therefore I remove them. Reb Yossi Ola Kafra, he came into Kafra, Bo Mukmi Lan Parnasin, Vlo Kiblan Aleyam. He wanted to appoint some leaders for the community and for the situation. Nobody wanted it. Right, things haven't changed. Right, things haven't changed. Right, he wanted to appoint. Right, see the Mara Folda. Hayarotze limnos gaboyim ibnei ha'ir. He wanted to appoint gaboyim. Vilo kiblu mimenu. She had barchim and asrara. They were running away from the positions of authority. Nobody was interested. So back to the Gemara. Ov amar kumeyon. He says in front of them. Remember, the Gemara says, Ben babi al hapakia. Chazal lists the name of the family that took care of the wicks in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The wicks of the menorah, they made them thick enough, or they made them thin enough. So Chazal lists them. So if Chazal listed them and they just did the wicks, ma'im zeshen isman ala psila zachali manosim goli ador, if the family that was just in charge of the wicks, they were zoche to be counted amongst the goli ador, right? The Mishnah in Shkolim lists off all the families. So then, atem shatem ismanim achayin nefashos, l'kol shekein, you're going to be in charge of money, which is dinin nefashos, for aniyim, you can't imagine the covet that you're going to get again from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you have to being osik b'tzorchei tzibur, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalem scharam, right? That's the tefillah that we say. So that's how we try to get them to take the covet. Reb Chagai Karavi Kohen Parnasin. When Reb Chagai used to appoint leaders, havi matin lano raisa, he used to give them a Torah. He used to have them hold a Torah in order to show how covetic it was. Lomar. Shechel Sarara Shenitna Bitora Nitna. Right? It's not really, it's not, we're not giving you the covet. You're doing it for the Torah. You're doing it to help out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be Malachim Yimlochu, be Sarim Yashuru. In me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaviyachol, I'm appointing the kings and the officers. Rebbe Chiya Barba, Mekayim Archonin, right? Rebbe Chiya Barba says, the Torah sustains the leaders. So the Torah is going to give you chizik. Right? You think you can eat some chizik? The Torah is going to give you the chizik. Rebbe Lezer, Avei Parnas, what time he was a leader, Chazman Nachas Labesei, what time he came home, Omer Lon Mayav Ditun. How's it going here? He asked his family, what's been going on at home? Amrullah, they say, Asa Chatsiya, a whole group of people came that needed some help. Va'achlun v'shasun, and they ate and they drank, and we gave them what they needed. V'tzalan aloch, and they davened for you. And they said, thank you, and they were very happy. Amrullah, he says to them, Lek agar tov, you don't want to give me good schar? Meaning, now I got the schar in this world. They gave me all these brachas, they said nice things about me. You know, now all the things that I was going to earn, you know, is not here anymore. So he was upset. Right, look at the Mara fold up. Shilu hayim avazin umakalino. See, if they would have been upset at me, hayischari kofo min hashamayim. I would have gotten even more schar in shamayim. Right, so there was another story and they did that too. Nachas mantinyan. So one time he came back to his house another time. Amarlon, mayav ditu. He said, no, what's been going on? Amrulei, asachatsiya. There was achari, another group came. Viachlun shasin vaklunach. Right, and they came, ate and drank, and they said bad things about you. Oh, the leader, he doesn't, right, positions, and the rabbim were not saying nice things. Amar Lon, he says, oh, keduni agar tov. Okay, that's good. That's good because, you know, now in the next world, I'm gonna really get it, right? We have to stand up for what we believe in, even if, people aren't gonna be happy about it, and even if people are gonna, you know, look at us in a certain way, right? That's the first Shulchan Aruch, the first tour in Aruch Chaim. Says we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter if we're going to be blasphemed or going to be mivuzeh. That's the first tour. Right? Yehuda ben Tema. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Avi Az Kanamer. V'kal Kadosher Ras Kasi Gibor Kari. Right? Yehuda ben Tema says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, we have to be like all of these animals. Why these four? V'hisko ba'az Kanamer. Be as brazen and as strong as a leopard. Lefishu klal gadol b'avodas habori yisbarach. Because it is a klal gadol in avodas Hashem. Lefishu pa'amim adam chafis lasos mitzvah. Sometimes a person wants to do a mitzvah. V'nimna milasosa. And he doesn't. Bifnei adam shemal'igim alav. Because people scoff at him. And people make fun of him. V'yalkein, the first line in all of Tur. Alkein his here sheta'iz panecha. Don't not do it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, Yehi Ratzon she'imora shamayim aleichem kimora basar vadam. Right, mora basar vadam. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be pushed aside. Right, she'ta'iz mitzchacha keneged hamal'igim velo tavosh. We have to do what we can and be strong in what we believe in. That's the first tour in all of Aruch Chaim. We continue. Rabbi Akiva, bom mamanise parnas. When Rabbi Akiva wanted to appoint a leader, Amar lo nimlach go beise. I'm sorry, when they wanted to appoint him as the leader, he says, I have to go ask my wife. Nimlach go beise. I have to go ask my wife. Halchon basrei. So they followed him. Shaman kale de yemar, manas miskal, manas mivaze. And he heard Rabbi Akiva, and his wife talking to each other, and they were talking that, almanas, that we're going to be embarrassed and disgraced, but that's part of the job. Part of the job, we have to recognize going in that, you know, when a person is involved with Tzarchei Tzibur, it's not the funnest idea. And people usually see the things that happen that are wrong more than the things that happen that are right. Rabbi Babar Zavda Amar is Palgner of Rabbi Yochanan. Another rule about Stukka, Machlokes, Chad Amar Medaktikin Mesuas. One opinion says, if somebody comes to ask for clothing, you should be medaktik and do a little research about whether they really need it. But if they're coming for food, just give them food. We're not so medaktik. V'charana amar apiksusi medaktikin. And others say, even by ksus, even for clothing, we're not medaktik. Mibnei briso shel Avram Avinu. Because of the bris of Avram. What does that mean? 2 days in the Mara Fulda and in the Mefarshim. Either it means, because this is a child of Avram Avinu. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And therefore, we should, don't be so medaktik about them. Number one. Number two, maybe it's literally, because they need clothing, right? We're not so medaktik when it comes to the bris of Avram Avinu being naked. Right, and therefore, once we're not so medaktig regarding clothing, right, we should just give it to them, right? The Baruch Fordel says, briso mamish. Period. Masnisa, Pliga, the Brisa, which Brisa? The one that we didn't get to yet. There's going to be a Brisa. Masnisa, Pliga, Amanda Omar, Apexusi, Medaktigin. There's a Brisa that says, Beferish against that opinion, that even by Ksus, we're not Medaktig. The Brisa says, we are Medaktig. We do research by Ksus. So the Brisa that we didn't get to yet, isn't it against that opinion? So, Pasale, Lefi, Kvodo. The Gemara answered, no, there's a difference. To give basic clothing, we don't research. To give clothing based on what they used to have, like the Gemara says, de machsara sheyechsarlo, tainlo what they used to have, so that you have to be medaktik. You have to figure out exactly what they're used to. Vatani Kain and the Brisa also supports that. Bamed Vramamurim, Bisman Shein Makiranoso, when do we say they have to do some research when you're not makir? Avo Bizancha Makiranoso, Afachasanoso, Vakol, Lefi Kvodo. You see, Lefi Kvodo. That's the Brisa says, based on our interpretation, that when it's to see Lefi Kvodo, basic Ksus you give him even without researching. But for Lefi Kvodo, then you research. V'atani l'mazon ha-shloshim yom l'ksus shisha chadashim. But doesn't the Brisa say, food 30 days and Ksus 6 months? And we think that means that you have to research it for this amount of time in order to be able to come up with the right to know whether they're deserving. No. Pater le litain. It's not about whether a person should, taking, but litain, meaning what? How long does one have to live in a community in order to be part of the, you know, taxes, so to speak, that you have to start giving now? You've been in the community for 6 months? Okay, now you have to start taking part in giving your portion of the tzedakah, litain, right? The Ma'arav Holda says, abalabayis koi. It's going on the owner, on the balabayis. Im shah b'ir shloshim yom, then you have to give to the get to the kupa. Well, eino kanji ir litain aflas or ksus, but the deeper pockets, giving to clothing, that you have to be there a longer time in order to have to take part in that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Last line. We will continue with another two dafim here in Meseches Peah.